Air pollution and the Milky Way, the history of air pollution. The first pictures arrived from Mars today. Our beautiful Milky Way galaxy was on full display. I'm telling you now, for whatever it's worth, we once had that precious view right here on Earth. Our once pristine sky was our window to the universe. Over time, our view gradually became worse. It started slow with small fires for heat and cooking food. Smoke created haze, changing forever what we viewed. We've had 2,000 years of noting damage to our home, dubbed heavy heaven by the citizens of old Rome. Oppressive atmosphere of the city, Seneca wrote in AD 61, hinting that survival of our planet would soon be on the run. Clean air is a birthright, declared Emperor Justinian in 535. He knew we must make changes if humans were to survive. By the law of nature, these things are common to mankind: the air, running water, the sea. In the decree he signed. By the year 1200, deforested London switched its fuel to coal. The belching smoke was now different and extracting its toll. About 1600, Queen Elizabeth tried to halt it but found no solution. Along came coal-fed steam engines, accelerating the pollution. In 1572, the New World was tarnished by conquistadors from Spain. Amalgamation shot lead plumes in the air, which begat acid rain. More pollution would come. It was just the beginning, we now know, as the quantity of inhabitants on the new continents did grow. By 1842, committees were created, and the people they spoke, forming the Leeds Manchester Association for the Prevention of Smoke. In the 1890s, Chicago, Pittsburgh, and St. Louis took up the cause. But try as they might, pollution's growth would not pause. The Industrial Revolution unleashed its fury. It was hard to take a breath. By 1900, respiratory bronchitis was Britain's leading cause of death. The automobile was yet to come. The havoc it wrought to this day looms. Those gas-guzzling beasts with tailpipe smoking, emitting deadly fumes. City air grew dangerous and unsightly from smoke now thick as fog. Clouds of smoke on the ground. In 1905, they began calling it smog. A million cars in Los Angeles by 1940. There was no going back. Citizens thought the 1943 smog was a wartime chemical attack. In 1948, instant death became real when the smog got thick. 20 died in Donora, Pennsylvania, and 6,000 more got sick. In 1952, the deadly four-day smog of London claimed 4,000 souls. It was becoming quite obvious Earth needed real controls. As industrial capacity grew and moved around the globe, air pollution traveled with it like a clinging, dirty robe. The UK and US were once the key offenders and leading cause. To other parts of the globe, that dubious honor now falls. Sulfur dioxide emissions of the 60s in Yokkaichi, Japan. Still responsible today for deaths and asthma in man. A Kanagawa incinerator spewed toxic fumes for 20 years, finally dismantled in 2001, alleviating some fears. Kuwaiti oil field fires of 1991 took 10 months to put out. Pitch black air soared 10,000 feet high as part of its route. Black smoke so thick, even the bright fire was barely seen. The soil and coastline will require decades to get clean. The 1997 Southeast Asian haze reduced visibility to 100 meters. It got the attention of more than six country leaders. The Malaysian haze came in the year 2005. They closed schools and remained home just to stay alive. The Great Smog of Delhi arrived in November 2016, triggering a spike in death, said experts on the scene. Mexico City, Australia, Brazil, the list seldom gets shorter. Global air quality gets worse as time marches forward. Despite our efforts, air remains bad as many take their last breaths. In 1990, air pollution caused more than 2 million deaths. It has not improved. You will be shocked when the final count is done. The current annual air pollution death rate now tops 3 million. Back in 1970, we celebrated the very first Earth Day. The initial enthusiasm somehow faded along the way. It's time for revitalization and a new call to action. The task before us is huge. Our efforts require traction. City skies are no longer blue as smog and haze distort the hue. Towns got bigger and lights brighter, altering the night sky too. We used to see millions of stars against the black sky at night. Now just a few are visible as light pollution turns the night sky white. Centuries ago, humans enjoyed observing stars in the night sky. Our Milky Way galaxy was visible to all with just the naked eye. Seeing it now requires space telescopes or rovers on Mars. Perhaps one day we'll again breathe clean air and see many stars. The first pictures arrived from Mars today. Our beautiful Milky Way galaxy was on full display. I'm telling you now, for whatever it's worth, we once had that precious view right here on Earth.